The 224 Valkyrie, this week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday we are going to talk about the 224 Valkyrie. And we received a question on Patreon from Lorenzo, and Lorenzo asks, is 224 Valkyrie good enough to be used in PRS matches? Well, we're going to cover a couple of things about that, and then we're going to talk about a little project that we have going on here. First of all, is it good enough to be used in PRS matches? Well, the ballistic performance of the 224 Valkyrie exceeds the 308 in quite a few different loadings. Now, there's a pretty broad spectrum of performance with the 308, and the 308 is used in PRS matches in tactical class. The Valkyrie obviously would not work in tactical class. It would be an open class or possibly in production class if you're running a production 224 Valkyrie rifle. But the point is that the ballistic performance of the round definitely makes it possible for PRS matches. I know guys that have run something like a 223 Ackley Improved in PRS matches, so it is most definitely capable of it. I pulled out the Hornady Fordoff ballistic calculator really quickly and ran some numbers, and just with a basic day, same environmental factors for both cartridges, I compared it at 1,000 yards between the Hornady match that I have here, and this is the 88 grain ELD match. So this is their latest performance load for the 224 Valkyrie, and I compared it to the 6.5 Creedmoor 147 grain ELD match. And that is the bullet that I usually run in the 6.5 Creedmoor chambered rifles that I have. So if we just compare the factory 147 ELD M65 Creedmoor loading to the factory 224 Valkyrie 88 grain ELDM loading, then what we see is at 1,000 yards, I'm getting about half a mil less wind drift in a 10 mile an hour full value wind with the 6.5 Creedmoor than I would get with the Valkyrie. So the Valkyrie is coming out at about 1.94 mils, and the Creedmoor is about 1.35 mils. Now, when we look at drop, we also get a significant difference between the two. So at 1,000 yards with the Valkyrie, I'm getting 9.33 mils of drop. And at 1,000 yards with the 6.5 Creedmoor, I'm getting 7.92 mils of drop. Now, still, I'm getting less than 10 mils of drop with the Valkyrie. So that's still going to keep you on your first rev on a lot of turrets that are out there. So really, the performance difference is not that big of a deal. Now, the 88 grain cartridge is losing quite a bit of energy when you get out to those extended ranges. So hopefully you're either going to have an electronic spotting system like the MagnetoSpeed T1000s, where they'll sense the hit and give you a flash. If not, hopefully your spotter is on the ball and he is going to actually be able to see the impact on target and give you credit for it, because it doesn't matter if you're hitting the target if you're not actually getting credit for hitting the target. So to answer the question, is it good enough for PRS? Absolutely, it's good enough for PRS. Now, we have to get a little bit more finite on things there, because right now the Valkyrie field is still kind of a little bit clouded. There's still some landmines out there. There have been reports of performance all over the board with the Valkyrie, with some factory load just not working really well at all, like the Federal 90 grain Sierra Match King load. One of our Instagram viewers sent out a couple of boxes of this for us to try out. And then I went down to our local academy and just picked up whatever Valkyrie they had in stock. So they had the new 88 grain ELDM. We have some, I believe this is, 75 grain boat tail hollow point Hornady Black, which is significantly less expensive than the match loadings. And I found that in Grendel, the black loads tend to actually shoot fairly well. So we'll see how it works in the Valkyrie. And then just for comparison's sake, picked up some of the 75 grain total metal jacket American Eagle 224 Valkyrie. I just really kind of want to see if we can shoot the other stuff accurately. I want to see how much of an accuracy difference there is shooting the American Eagle load. Because for situations where you're not really shooting extended range or you don't need razor's edge accuracy, that may be an interesting load to run. Now, the key thing is right now I do not have a 224 Valkyrie rifle. So the rifle sitting here in front of me is a project that kind of went sideways. So this is an Arrow Precision upper and lower that we built out into... It started kind of a parts mutt. It evolved from there. This is a Fortis switch forend on here, and hiding inside the Fortis switch is a 16-inch Faxon lightweight barrel. And the purpose of this rig is I wanted to see how well this barrel performed with and without a suppressor on it. Well, there's some issues with that test, and the videos that we wanted to do with it didn't really work out. We may come back with some more info on it, but it's time to kind of move on with this rifle, and I really do not need another 223 rig in the inventory. So we contacted our friends over at Excalibur Barrels, and they sent out one of their 224 Valkyrie barrels. Now, this is a 22-inch barrel. This is a +2 rifle length gas system. So it's rifle length plus 2 added inches. So if you see my gas ports here, this is a 22-inch barrel, but I still have about the same length from the port to the muzzle as I would with a rifle length gas system. And that should keep that that gas curve a little bit more moderate. Now, it does have an oversized gas port because it's designed to be used with an adjustable gas block. So we are working on which adjustable gas block we're gonna use on it. But it's a very attractive barrel overall. It is a heavier weight barrel, and I did go ahead and have them flute it to lose a little bit of weight off of it. They put their nice logo in here, and they really did a good job with the overall finish of the barrel. Now, this is a 1 in 6.5 twist. A lot of the Valkyries that are out there right now are running 1 in 7 twist, and we went with 1 in 6.5 twist because we really want to run the heavier end of the spectrum, and that may be a problem for a lot of the accuracy that was out there running too slow a twist to start with. So this faster twist should spin up those bullets a little bit better. We should get a little bit better stability. Now, the flip side of that coin is you have to be careful because when you start spinning bullets really fast, if there is any kind of imbalance, any difference between the center of the bullet, the actual center of the axis of the bullet, and the center of gravity of the bullet, that will put a pretty significant wobble in the bullet, and it can cause all kinds of issues. It can cause your ballistic coefficient to skew. It can cause the bullets to get a helical precession to them, all kinds of fun things. So you really don't want to spin up bullets any faster than you need for stability. You don't want to do a super fast spin on them, but it seems like the Valkyrie is going to like a little bit faster spin for a lot of the heavier weight factory loadings out there. So it's an experiment that we're going to try out, and we're going to see how things go. So this ought to, we'll just hold the barrel right there. This ought to look like a pretty slick overall system. My adjustable gas block, when I get it done, will hang out of the front of the forend, so that way we can actually adjust it on the fly and not have to remove the switch forend, which actually is very easy to do to get to it. Now, I left the Silencer Co. Saker 556 on here because what we are actually going to do on this build is I'm going to put the ASR muzzle brake on this barrel, and that will allow me to attach the Saker, and we can see how well it performs suppressed and unsuppressed. Because the AR platform, I really like to be able to run suppressed when I can. And I believe we are probably going to use a Superlative Arms adjustable bleed-off gas block. That's not 100% right now, but that is the direction that we're leaning on it. So it ought to be a really neat setup. Now, the rest of the configuration of the rifle sitting in front of me is we do have the TriggerTech Diamond trigger in here, and this has performed very well so far. We're still at a low round count because of the problems we ran into with this barrel test, but so far, I like the trigger. I'm still on the fence on how it performs versus the flat AR Special that I had in here previously, but curved trigger, nonetheless, it still has a very light trigger pull, and it feels very nice. There's not a whole lot going on in the rest of the rifle. We are running a lightweight bolt carrier group in this guy, which may run into some issues running suppressed, but hopefully that plus two gas system in the adjustable block will change that, but we may end up having to put a full mass carrier back in here. We also have a variety of different recoil systems that we're going to try out and try to get this tuned in for a really soft recoil profile and really get it to shoot nice and flat so we can keep that scope on target through recoil. And that's really one of the huge advantages I see with the Valkyrie. It's a small cartridge. You can get really nice manners out of it, so really light recoil. So if you have a younger or smaller statured shooter shooting a rifle like this, then you should be able to get the recoil dialed down to where it's not that big of a deal. And overall, this package will still be really lightweight, so I should be able to sling it around on the barricades and everything just fine. And then finally, I'll be able to snap my brass catcher on the side of here so I can catch that Valkyrie brass and retain it for reloading in the future. Although I really do want to see how well it performs with this factory ammunition. So really, that's one of the questions that I have for you guys. What factory ammunition have you found to work well in the 224 Valkyrie? I know we're starting to get more and more options out there, and that's one of the reasons I wasn't an early adopter, and it's one of the reasons I'm jumping into it now, is because I kind of want to find the best overall combination so that it's something that guys can just put together and go. We will eventually get into the reloading, but I haven't got the dies for the 224 Valkyrie yet, and I haven't got components together yet. I haven't even really started the research on the components that I will need to be able to put together some decent loads and to experiment with a decent selection of things. Now, one component issue that I will talk about are magazines. I ordered some parts from Midway for some other issues, so I ordered two of their AR Stoner 6.8 SPC magazines because the SPC magazines will feed the Valkyrie. And I ended up getting them in, and the magazines were out of spec. The front of the magazines were not welded properly, and they were actually wider at the top of the magazine than they were at the bottom of the magazine. And they would not fit into the Arrow Precision lower. I actually took the magazines, went through the shop here, and tried to put them in each and every lower that we had. They wouldn't fit in Mega lowers. They wouldn't fit in Geissele lowers. They would fit in a Palmetto lower, but I think those are a little bit looser spec. So since they wouldn't fit in the Arrow lower and they wouldn't fit in the Geissele lower, they went back. So I'm waiting for an exchange on those and waiting for them to come back in. We may go ahead and source one other magazine manufacturer to get a magazine. That way we can compare and contrast if we start having some magazine issues, but be on the lookout for that. So hopefully Midway will get those swapped out. They're going to go back in the mail tomorrow, and we'll see how the new magazines work out. Now for a bolt, I am using a Precision Reflex Ink 6.8 SPC bolt. These are magnetic particle inspected. So this bolt, I've already checked will chamber ammunition in here, but I do not have my headspace gauges in yet. So I can't go ahead and check the headspace on the bolt, but I anticipate it's going to be just fine. The true telling will be once we get some fired ammunition out and I can go ahead and gauge the fired brass and see how much that brass is stretched. Then we'll be able to tell how good of a match the bolt was. Now, this is kind of my screw-up, but if you order a bolt from Excalibur, you can specify that they match the bolt to the barrel on that order, and they will check headspace there before they send it out. So that way, you don't have to worry about it. And ideally, I think I would probably, with how thin the edges are on the AR bolts that are designed for 6.8 SPC, I would probably just go ahead and replace the bolt every time I replace a barrel. That way you're not worrying about getting cracks in the bolt and possibly losing a lug. That was a big Grendel issue. Guys, we were on Grendels too hot and lose bolt lugs. I haven't heard of it happening as much with the Valkyrie as with Grendels when you try to push them hard, but it just may be because of the number of Grendels that were out there versus the number of Valkyries. So we will see when we start doing some hand loading for this, if we run into a limit where we start causing damage, or if not, hopefully not. But that's kind of part of the experiment. I'm not bashful to tell you that the 224 Valkyrie is kind of a new way for me. We could have contacted one of our industry partners and got a complete 224 rifle in, but I kind of wanted to go this way with putting one together from a pre-existing AR-15 and kind of see how that went. Because, you know, one of the huge benefits of the AR-15 is that you can swap parts room and make them from whatever they are into whatever you want them to be. So the drawback to it, of course, is we will probably get this video demonetized on YouTube because we have the scary black rifle here. But I have a really big love for the AR-15. I truly believe it is the modern American musket. So I kind of like to do things with the AR-15 when I can. So that is kind of my rambling overview of the 224 Valkyrie project as it is coming up. Now, as you are watching this, I'm still here, but I'm actually still in Ireland. We are probably about midway through our Ireland trip, but we pre-recorded this video so you guys actually would have a regular mail call Mondays. So I hope you guys enjoy that. If you have any questions or comments over anything that we've covered in this video, please drop it in the comment section down below or send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. This is an experiment in progress, so if there's something that you would like to see or something you want to see a little bit differently about this, or some insight that you have from you playing with a 224 Valkyrie, please drop in the comments down below. I love to hear your input. If you guys like the video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and click that little bell icon so you're notified when we release new content. If you want to see a little bit of inside look and see some kind of preview stuff on what we are doing as we go along with this build, then please check us out on Patreon. We would love to have you as a subscriber there, and it's a great way for you to help support the content that you know and love. And until next time, get out and shoot.